Good morning. I'm going to begin a series today titled The Purification of God's Church. Part one is titled The Forgotten Truth, and it's hopefully going to build the premise for the following presentations. This series is a direct spin-off from the understanding of Daniel 11:40-45, the understanding that Daniel 11:41 is describing a Sunday law in the United States, and that verse is imminent. And for any of those of you that may be listening to this presentation on cassette tape, you can contact the ministry Future for America at P.O. Box 1982, Eatonville, Washington, 98328, and receive a magazine, Time of the End, that covers these verses in Daniel 11. So you'll see how this presentation fits into that sequence of verses. You could call area code 360-832-4224 if you liked, or area code 360-832-8450. Now, as we begin this study of the purification of God's church, it involves the Sunday law, because we're going to establish that the Sunday law is the means that God has chosen to purify the church. And the purification of the church is also directly related to the close of probation for the church. And as we go through this study, we'll find that this theme is throughout the Bible, throughout the Spirit of Prophecy, and that's what we're going to do, is isolate some of these passages in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy and see that they're truths that we're familiar with but haven't necessarily brought them together in the context of the close of probation, of the purification of God's church. But they're there, and they're fairly easy to see. The story of the purification of God's church is the story of the separation of the wheat and tares, the separation of the gold and dross, the story of the separation of the Laodicean and Philadelphians, separation of the sheep and goats, the separation of the wise and foolish virgins, the separation of the sealed and the mark, the separation of those that have the proper or improper clothing at the marriage banquet. We will be looking in our next presentation at this story illustrated in Ezekiel. And after that, we'll look at this story illustrated in Daniel 3. We're going to look at Isaiah chapters 10 through 12, Zephaniah 2, and we'll find that this is one of the main themes in prophecy. And I'd like to begin with the passage.